From the Heart, June 3, Experiencing Forgiveness. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of His heritage? We need greater faith in Jesus Christ. We need to bring Him into our everyday life. Then we shall have peace and joy. And we shall know by experience the meaning of His words. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. Our faith must claim the promise that we abide in the love of Jesus. Precious opportunities and privileges are granted to us to be a light and blessing to others, strengthening their faith and encouraging them through the heavenly sunshine in our own souls. We may gather for our own benefit precious rays of cheerful hope and peace and fullness of joy, and in so doing help everyone with whom we associate. Instead of strengthening unbelief and doubt, we shall inspire hope. It is the privilege of all who comply with the conditions to have an experimental faith, to know for themselves that pardon is freely extended for every sin. God has pledged His word that when we confess our sins, He will forgive them and cleanse from all unrighteousness. Put away unbelief. Put away the suspicion that these promises are not meant for you. They are for every repentant transgressor, and God is dishonored by your unbelief. Let those who have been filled with doubt only believe the words of Jesus fully, and thenceforward they will rejoice in blessedness of light. We keep the Savior too far apart from our everyday lives. We want Him abiding with us as an honored, trusted friend. We should consult Him on all subjects. We should tell Him every trial and thus gain strength to meet temptation. What more can we ask of God than what He has already given us? Oh, the love, the infinite love of our blessed Lord to be our sacrifice! What a joy should fill the hearts of Christians, and what expressions of gratitude be heard from their lips, that through the blood of Jesus it is possible for us to gain the love of God, to be one with Him. Believing on the Son, we shall be obedient to all of the Father's commandments and have life through Jesus Christ. Christ is our hope and our refuge. His righteousness is imputed only to the obedient. Let us accept it through faith, that the Father shall find in us no sin.